Edition of the B.H. Sales Kennel Health Holistic Healing Hour, Grandpa Bill's Grunts and Groans, many of the monikers that I can and can't share in public or what have you. Goofing around a little bit, this is also my YouTube channel offering on a daily basis where things kind of migrate out from here to those aforementioned shows. Some of you know that. Many of you at this juncture are still finding out. Thank you in both instances. And I want to jump right in. We'll be here probably 20, 25-ish minutes. And it's going to be kind of a collection of, in that 25 minutes, definitely The Reflecting Pool, which was the title of one of my blogs and or shows, or both. Continuing to do the shows times three daily, five years plus now, and running in many years before that with different monikers, different titles of shows, blogs, etc. So I've already done the prelude shows to my next upcoming guests as the week becomes, at time of this taping, tomorrow, the week of the 29th, last couple of days of October, and here we go, the last month, next to the last month of the year, literally a days away. So they're all segmented archivally, long ago, far away, up close and personal, as little as yesterday. It depends on where you all have come in, and thank you for that. My two church mice, Peter and Paul, you know, they've heard it to nauseam, and I'm not quite sure they're always here, but they're probably hiding and say, that's what happens. Okay, so I'm going to jump to the human body book, which I talked about at my radio show. And specifically there, we're talking about the brain, specifically in conjunction with one of my next in-studio guests next Monday as it becomes, Seth Lee Przanski, in his capacity for a really long time, but of the last, oh my goodness, 3.5 months, give or take, and a little bit before that in the preliminary stage of getting it off the ground, la-dee-dee, la-dee-da, freedomsnap.org, each and every Tuesday, 6 p.m. He'll be my guest on Monday night, I believe, at 6 p.m. without looking. And on the radio show, I've gone through a prelude show about him again. The crazy situation that, thank God, is over up in Lewiston as far as the culprit and himself living in proximity, and Maine being a very small state, especially big state, geographic size-wise, small populace, only 1.2 million. Kidding around to some extent, everybody knows everybody in Maine. Not to the full extent of 1.2 million, but in communities and so forth, everybody does. And those that are affected directly, peripherally, that incident alone, everybody knew somebody one way or the other, as it must be Seth, case in point. We'll have him update and highlight, and I believe the girl is okay overall. I don't even know that. A friend of his daughter, got shot in the shoulder. So, you know, I know many people from former business lives, again, to the point. Everybody knows somebody to some degree. You've done business with them. It's your repairman. It's that small of a state in that degree that, yes, you do know them to some degree. Not as Joey Smith or whatever sometimes, but the car dealerships, the businesses, whatever, and the local coverage of news and what have you. You get to know. And then when something like that happens, and of course, when it strikes home to the families, it disrupts the community, the state, and all of us, everywhere that's happening. So it's going to be about that, because he also talked about the helicopters in proximity. He's only 11 miles from it. You know, he would... You know, that's a disruptor by necessity and all of that. Nobody wants to go through that. Nobody knows how to react to that. Just in and of itself, that it's all for trying to get to the greater good, and it had to be done to find him and all of that. It's just a disruptor all the way around. and all the emergency personnel and what they have families, they have, you know, relatives, they have communal ties. Obviously, the local police force, emergency people, and all of that. It affects all humanoids. There's no way that it couldn't. And when I talk about business shows and all of that, Main Street Port, Main Street USA, Main Street around the world, and that events and those events for business, which I'll talk about a little bit here in a minute about the shows, it does affect us all. Of the caring. So, this is about the brain and the heart-brain connection and what we talk about. And I'm going to have a little bit of Maine, as in M-A-I-N-E, that I've been talking about forever. Maine Mentor Moments and Maine Cross Promotions, because I've been promoting both forever and still to this day in retirement. In the part-time stuff that I do at the business shows, we'll talk about more there. But I will talk about 7K Metals, the coolest collectible coin club. I have talked about them for the 19-plus months I've been a member and a happy client, and I still sought them out of my own volition, as well as CTFO. I did it on my own volition and because I wanted to, because they're both wonderful financially solvent companies. They're both providing wonderful healthcare products. In one instance, I'm going to show you a few. The coins are upstairs. I just showed my most recent coin collection, and I invest. I'm a member, and I part-time market share. We're going to talk about all of that at the shows. This is about the brain. This is about the radio show. One of my segments. How are we doing on the overall clock? Okay, we're about 7 minutes in. All right. Getting right to the page of the book that I've held up before that I talked about, the still shots, the videos, etc., etc. In the most recent radio show, whichever you see first. And that happens, of course, all the time. The Prelude show as opposed to this, vice versa, or 3 years from now, good Lord willing, and the creek doesn't rise, that there is a 3 years from now. We all discover stuff that way. So suffice it to say, this is about what I talked about in my recent show. Whenever you see it, retrieve it or get it or view it or whatever. Still shots, videos. I've done this many times. The brain. The brain, the brain, the brain. Not the plane, the plane, the plane. Boss, the plane, no, the brain. At the radio show, I talked about all the corresponding parts, please, because this kind of intertwines with that, because I ask folks there to come here, and I'm asking you to go there. Yeah, that's self-promotion, that's self-advertising, it's self-building, and it's self- maybe whetting somebody's appetite, and it goes against something that I'm going to talk about. Not being so counter-dependent on pitches of things and apps, and because believe me, you're going to be put to the test on that too, living without those. Short-term, long-term, intermittently. Don't forget, the great. You've heard me. Anybody that does know me, how long have you guys and gals heard me talk? And yep, grumpy old man, whatever, about telephone poles. As in when it was the 90s, that's how long ago I've been talking about it. Here it was, 1990, when it was, we still got telephone poles. Anybody that knows anything about me, archivally, those that are still alive, have done business with me, former lives, Jacob Marley, and business and life, not just the animals, both human supplementation, all the things I've talked about forever. I'm retired. I'm retired. I'm retired, retired, retired. And Josh, one of the owners at 7K Metals, it was one of the first things that convinced me that, yep, that is what I am. He said out there, he goes, if you've ever been scared by, not them, the entities of playing the game and advertising blather, not them, living it and jumping through hoops and doing dogs and pony shows and all of that. I simply had enough. No spray. And he said, many people get scared by it. Only, and that may have changed, 15% of people are even participating in it still. It's probably better than that now because it's a good thing to do. And I do both. I invest all, you know, I invest, and you never say never. I never said I wouldn't be back or whatever. It is what it is. That's all part of trying to extend coverage in every way, shape, and form about our legacies, about whatever repairs we have to do, be them cosmetic or mechanical or otherwise. which again is a lot of the reasons why we're in all of this due to what we've valued, what we've idolized, what we were conditioned to believe. You had to be handsome, beautiful. You couldn't smile if you didn't have teeth, be it related to poison that you're having a process of being fixed, be it macular holes for you, them, or if you didn't look like John Stamos or whatever, or a beautiful woman, handsome man, all of that. Nobody's saying that, but everybody is sometimes. Or in the checkout stand, you know, who did what in some beep magazine that's all crazy or whatever. And who's going to sing a song on Tuesday night? Listen, all of that has its place. And escapism is good. And it's good therapy. But it's not, you know, it's not Cinderella, it's not Walt Disney or any of that. And look where all that's come to. Heart brain connection, human body. In this instance, for this segment, I did a radio show about it. It's kind of tied into the Prelude show. So when Seth gets here, it's going to be talking about just that. The subjects we've talked about there, I've listened. I haven't said boo there, pretty much. It's not my place. I'm a guest. Yeah, you know, I'm asked a couple of questions a couple of times. I mean, I talk if I'm you guys know me. But my reason to be there is to listen. I'm 69 years old, and I'm learning something every single day. Nobody's a guru. I kid around a little bit. Nobody's a guru on anything. We're all learning. Some of us have been doing it longer and whatever. Just like somebody that was an auto mechanic for whatever, for 50 years or whatever. So, human body, I've held up the book. I've talked about it before and after our freedom.org coherence meetings every week to try to sometimes prelude what was coming up when we were doing specifically the brain about 3 months ago or so. And then afterwards as to what was said, and hey, I got this physiology book, and this is what we were talking about in the human body. And okay, the human body book, I've talked about it a lot. Let's get back to some subjects in all the shows and blogs and on the daily basis that I've talked about for recent note and forever and ever in a lot of cases. My other Monday guest that's coming back for the second time, because the first time, and they all have an open invite, and it's already done, it's already good, it's already beautiful. She knows, I know, we know, that's why we're coming back. We got through 39 minutes of what was going to be about a 42 minute or so, and we got just about to the sign off, blah, 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 blah. The internet raised it, his ugly head. It's all good. It's out there. It's been released. We salvaged the 39. She knows it. I know it. She's cool. I'm cool. The world's cool, if it can be. We were discovering, you know, a little bit more about how I used to do this. That's why I reached out to you. And it's beautiful what you're doing and how you're doing. It's wonderful. Her salves. Her ingredients, because I wanted to revisit, and I'm going to point over my shoulder, Kathy Donnell Visick and Ashley and the whole crew way back when that were so gracious to my granddaughter Ada and I in the business when we got it off the ground. They designed the logo for us, and one thing led to another. We hit it off pretty good in a couple of – we hit it off just fine. The products were great, and this is a case in point. Customer's dog, way back when she was big in the race dog industry, a situation indigenous to the race dogs, because most of the tracks, when it was allowed to be had, and, you know, sand tracks in Florida, the world's different now. But most of the tracks were sand. And then the infields of were, if it wasn't, and they had the toes got to be designated as sand toes. It was very irritating to their paw pads, and it would coagulate in between the nails, and it's quite a process to clean them. Yada-dee-dee, yada-dee-da. Catherine Abadi at the time, and Catherine, if you're still there, she does. She comes through occasionally, and my goodness, if you do, Catherine, let that be known, please. I haven't heard from her in years. I hope everything's okay, and you're retired, and whatever. But in any event, We started an experiment with her with this isn't Michael King's Sacred Clay. It's all upstairs. I've talked about it before, but Vitality Herbs and Clays, this is another fine product that is in the mix. Sacred Clay we started out with, and I said, hey, let me try something, if you're willing, to do a prototype, blah, blah, blah. Let's see what happens. We'll get some to you. Please do use it on the dogs. It's the only way we're going to be able to tell, la, la, la. So I had pretty much just met Kathy and Ashley at that juncture, going back, oh my goodness, like 7 years now, at least. And, I had tried some of their products and, hey, I'd love to represent you guys. And that all worked out and we gave that a run and I did some things for them retail-wise and we'll talk about that and one of my ventures. And I said to Ashley, who was the mixologist at the time and still, blah, 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 I want to send you these ingredients. And I think because of your ingredients and going to Jody Scott, we'll get there, folks, with my brain. She's coming up Monday to continue where we got cut off at 39 minutes to continue talking about her innovative company with these salves of the same ingredients and the like and CBD and CBGA, which we almost got to in that segment that we'll highlight, and feminine enhancement things. And hey, it's all real, it's all safe, and it's all good because it's medicine. We all have sensuality and sexuality too, we hope, as human beings. Okay, so quickly, jumping with the ping pong ball. Kathy, Ashley, their aromatherapy, they're renowned. They've been in business forever. I don't know, 2001, trying to go from the old man's brain. And still alive and well. They put together, the first time we tried Sacred Clay, which was real good, but we found out, and Michael King found out, that it actually has more of an attribute internally and another clay called Aquaterra within Michael's, who's also a genius with herbs and mixology and his own fascinating life story, which he's been on my show many times, and hopefully he'll be again. He was on, oh my goodness, Midsummer of recent note. So the Sacred Clay, blah, 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 we mixed it with their ingredients for the first prototype of this specific to this lady and her issues with her dogs. Then in a second generation, lo and behold, the Aquaterra clay, which discovered to have a more suturing effect and a more topical effect, was even better still. Thus is why it went up to the gallon containers and she was ordering it by the gallons. And real quickly, for same premise, Ashley, who's a big horse lover at the company, an animal lover. Now, this is 7 years ago or so. And first of all, I hope this horse is still with us. That's actually one of Ashley's horses that she liked the product and was behind it so much while she was mixologizing it and trying it that she put her horse for us superimposed, because I did have a little tiny bit of modicum of success with ranchers and so forth that had horses for protection of their horse hoofs. And then it did have the same application for horse racing horses and so forth. I didn't get into that genre, but it most assuredly did and does. Most assuredly. So anyway, that's a very quick synopsis to kind of tie in when Jenny and I talked and she said, oh my God, and in the green room, and we have that affinity and we're going to talk about CBD and CBG over my head that she's into with her products and her salves and these ingredients, to include many that Kathy has, chamomile, calendula, all of the great ingredients that are effective in herbal salves, which we talked about in the show with Jenny. No, I'm sorry, Jody. Jenny's her sister. Jody. So that's that segment, and that's that hodgepodge, and that's that archival show that is out there, and she's coming back for round two Monday. Hey, really, honest to God, good Lord willing, creek don't rise. I'm sure her and I will be there. And, it is what it is now. All bets are off with peripheral stuff, cyberspace, stuff up in the sky, and so forth. So quickly, to stay on the clock a little bit in the quick panorama and panacea of what we did, how we did it, what's coming up in the aforementioned radio shows, reaching over my shoulder, This is all tied into a magnetic memory method program that I've been practicing by the good graces of being blessed with meeting Dr. Anthony Mativier just about a year ago or so now, calendar-wise, probably more like November-ish, early December. But as the new year became, I jumped in full feet, both feet, my own volition. I did his PDF that's free. And I knew I was going to sign up for the course. I had every intention. Love it. 10 months in, he's been on my show twice. He's coming back. We've already talked to him. It's going to be embraced around his new book. We're not there yet. He's not there yet. The new calendar year as it becomes. He's on the drawing board. Love all of his work. Talk about him often. Huge supporter. He's great. He's a great hands-on guy. He's a great down-to-earth guy. He's brilliant. He's a PhD. I mean, you know, just the prerequisite. Obviously, he's read so many books and knows them inside out. It's been an attribute for me in my application with all this crazy brain and trying to stay focused. And the methods work. They do, and I've expanded upon it, and I'm reading the books. I'm taking this course. We'll talk more about it, and I'm in the middle of trying to self-teach Mandarin with his help, his books help, his suggested books help, it going back in the old days, you know, all of it, all of his videos. It's great. Dr. Anthony Mativier, trying to squeeze a lot in here, stay on the clock. We're at 21 minutes. I want to try to keep it to 25. Off camera, because I've done it many times, CTFO product, vanilla shake. It doesn't have the multi-collagen in this one because it's old stock and it was a recent addition and I had plenty. Next time around, I'll have the multi-collagen. I have had the chocolate with multi-collagen added, and that's up over my head with all the orders. Dermavie skin cream, I use it for what it's designed for, your face. It's an ancillary benefit for the topical for my psoriatic arthritis, which hasn't reared its ugly head for a couple, 3 years. Shh, be quiet. Thanks to Dr. Dustin Sulak and these products in tandem. We'll talk about more. That's going to be happening. I just did another thing about AstroDoc, which does involve Dr. Dustin Sulak. His course that I'm now 3 years into, this all ties in. He will be a guest at this juncture, probably 2024 as well. He will be. He's going to be. It will happen quickly. Products from long ago, far away, I'll promote forever. I have no idea if they even still have these versions. This is a great human product for enhanced focus. This is a great human product, inside joke, for vision. Some of you know I talked about it. Yep, this is the one with Bill Berry, and this is the one that some factions of modern medicine, as they've only known it, it's not a bad thing. Like, Bill Berry, what's that? I'll talk about that later. And it is excellent for eyeballs. And I tease a little bit because one of the practitioners said, oh, you know about Bilberry? And how would they know? This is nothing about aspersions. It's about a lot of things that we've been taught and the way we've been taught. To include veterinary medicine, nothing wrong with veterinary medicine. Other than, you know, the big companies that have supported their veterinary schools for years. And that's all been proven past tense and how bad science diet really was. It was contributory to the demise of two of my cats that lived a really long time and they got good medical care along the way innocently. I just said that. It's the way they were conditioned, newly trained. That also helps really seriously the audience that should never be here. For those obvious reasons, it'll never connect. And vice versa. And there's so many that are coming around, and it is changing, and they are coming around. And here's the rub. Many of them wanted to come around, too. They couldn't. They couldn't. Stories were long ago, far away, too. Intermittent water fast forever. Get your pH balance as wherever you can, however you can. If you can get sourced to some spring water in this tourmaline spring derivative from, I know from where I speak. I also have a personal history, and so does my family. And I've been drinking this water for a really long time. That's why my pH balance is in balance. And it is why I never missed a day due to illness in my whole working career. A lot of tomfoolery and what have you. But you know what? I traded in personal time for that. So it wasn't from illness. Big difference. Doesn't matter. But This is transparent. Everything I've ever told you is transparent, and it's also documented and proved. So is all of this, third-party independent testing and follow the bouncing ball or follow the money, as you always should in any genre of the world. Don't you think? Okay, real quickly, jungle medicine, because it is, and rainforest medicine, because it is, because it's indigenous medicine, because it is, things I've talked about for 25 years plus, Negritos, God bless Dr. Jeffrey Lee, wherever he may be, hopefully in retirement and enjoying it, and when he was the director of UCLA Harbor, also very true, very documented. He was the first Ask the Doc, if you will, when he was on my show 11 years ago. This is a recent guest, Jezrina, new, wonderful. It's going to save the planet, the legacy, the new. It's wonderful. So is these medicines, because they're real. And they have a heritage. They have a history. This is why Negrito tribes and those tribes, all due respect, laugh at the century mark when we attain it, and it is an attainment. I know that too. My mother-in-law, God love her, it just attained it very short term along, you know, this year in May. And I think she's going to make it beyond that. And then, listen, in some of those tribes, it's jokingly 130 is the 100, also proven, also documented, also very much hidden and under the radar screen for a reason. That's what we do here. That's how we do it. And again, thank you, astute audience. Thank you, those that do that. And you also know who this is continually geared to, because you all go through it every single day, too. Those that come through all of our places for really non-productive reasons. And one last thing, I always use the example, Graham, my wife and I, Kath, we practice, there's no kill policy in any way, shape, or form. Unless we're attacked by flying bees, and I'll get back to that, or wasp, or whatever the hell they were. We open the door for all vermin. And they are vermin, they're mice, they're rats, and field mice, and wasps, we open the door. Well, we open the door for those vermin, because it's exactly what they are. No threat, no harm, no foul. Now, will I virtually help escort you to that door? You betcha. We'll see you tomorrow for those that get this. And for those that do and are continuing to get it and pay it forward. Thank you. I'll see you then at the shows. Peace, everybody.